Pasuk says in this week's parasha that if the Paro appoints Yosef as his second in command, then he gives him Osnas bas Potiphar as a wife. Who is this woman Osnas? The Dazakanim quotes a medrash that says that Osnas was actually the daughter of Dinah, the daughter of Dinah from Shechem. Yaakov, you know, didn't want Osnas to live with the Mishpacha. So the Medrash says he gave her a kameh, he gave her an amulet, a necklace to put around her neck, and the Malach Michoel brought her to Mitzrayim, and Potiphar raised her as his daughter. She grew up in the house of Potiphar. When Yosef rode through the streets of Mitzrayim, all of the women went out to see Yosef. As the Pasuk says in Parashas Vayechi, Bana Soda Aleshur, they all climbed onto the walls to catch a glimpse of Yosef, and the Medrash says that they threw jewelry towards Yosef. Osnas didn't have any jewelry to throw to Yosef, except for the amulet that Yaakov Avinu had given her. So she threw that to Yosef, and Yosef took a look at it, and he saw that this was from his father Yaakov. So he married her because he understood that she wasn't a Mitzri woman, but rather she was from the Mishpacha. She was from Beis Yaakov. Chaim Kaufman in the Sefer Mishcha Shem quotes Rav Yaakov Galinsky, who says that we see something remarkable from this. Where did Dina herself come from? You know, Rashi explains that after Leah had Yisachar and Zvulun, she was done din ba'atzma. She thought to herself that if she has another shevet, then Rachel is only going to have a single shevet. She became pregnant again, and she was worried that this baby was going to become a boy. So she thought to herself that if she has another baby, if she has another shevet, then Rachel is going to have even fewer shvatim than Bilhah and Zilpah than the shvachos, and she'll become embarrassed. So she was done din ba'atzma, and she davened that the baby should be turned into a girl. So the Gemara in Bracha says that it was Maisa Nisan. This normally can't happen. But it was Maisa Nisan that Leah, through her tefillah, was able to turn the baby that was supposed to be a boy into Dina. That's what happened. This child became Dina. So think about it for a moment. Leah thought that she was being mevatel. She was giving up for her sister. She was being mosa nefesh. She was sacrificing for her sister, Rachel. She gave up the opportunity to have another shevet. She gave up Shevet Yosef. What happened? In the end, her daughter Dina gave birth to Osnas, who married Yosef. So it turned out that all of Shevet Yosef came from Leah. What's more, instead of having one Shevet, she actually had two Shvat, because Ephraim and Menashe, Keruven v'Shimon Yehuda. Ephraim and Menashe became two Shvat. So Leah thought that she was sacrificing, she was giving up a Shevet, and rather than giving up one Shevet, and giving up Shevet Yosef, she actually gained even more. She gained two shvatim. It just shows you that a person doesn't lose out from doing Ratzon Hashem. As the Medrash says in a different context, Hashomea li eino mafsid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, someone who listens to me, someone who does what he's supposed to, doesn't lose out. We think that chesed takes mesiras nefesh, takes sacrifice. We think we're giving up by doing chesed. But the truth is, it all comes around. Sometimes we think we're doing chesed for someone else, but in reality, we're doing chesed for ourselves. I once heard a story about a truck driver who was driving down the highway during a snowstorm, and the wind was howling, the snow was coming down hard, and suddenly he sees a car off to the side in a ditch. So he pulled over, and he sees there's a couple standing outside the car. They're shivering and scared, so he says, come with me, I'll take you to the nearest motel. So they come with him, and he comes to the motel. He tells the owner, you have to find a room for these people. So the owner says, I can't, there are no rooms available. With the storm, with everyone coming on the highway, everyone's stranded, I just don't have any more rooms. So the truck driver said, no, but you have to put these people up. They were very cold, they were stuck on the side of the road. Come on, you have to find them some kind of a room. So the owner said, okay, you know what, maybe they'll stay in the lobby. We'll get them blankets. We'll try to make them as comfortable as possible. And the truck driver said, okay. He wished the people well, and he went on his way. 20 years later, the same truck driver was driving down the highway, and he runs out of gas. It's late at night. There's no one passing on the road. He doesn't know what's he going to do. Suddenly a car stops. Yes, the man gets the driver gets out of the car, and he asks the truck driver, what's wrong? So the truck driver said, I ran out of gas. He said, come, I'll take you to the nearest gas station. You go fill up a container of gas, you'll bring it back to your truck. Then I'll bring you back to your truck. The truck driver said, wow, that's so nice of you. Why do you want to do this? You don't even know me. Like, what? So he said, I'll tell you. my minister always says that we should be nice to other people, and especially to people who are stranded on the road. Because one time he and his wife were stranded on the side of the road in a snowstorm. They had gone off the side, and a nice truck driver, stopped and helped them so much. We think we're sacrificing by doing chesed to someone else. We think we're giving to them. But the reality is, you do chesed for yourself. Cheers.